With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major gambling bust in the National Basketball Association. Here's Gethin Coolball.
The NBA says it's placing Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier on immediate leave after their Thursday arrests, along with more than 30 others in alleged sprawling gambling scheme. Billups was charged with participating in a conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games that were backed by La Cosa Nostra crime families. Rozier was accused in a second scheme to concoct fraudulent bets by exploiting confidential information about NBA athletes and teams. I'm Gethin Coolball.
United States continues taking out vessels loaded with drugs. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The U.S. has so far launched 9 strikes against alleged drug-carrying vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the Trump administration's actions.
This is an operation against narco-terrorists, as the Department of War characterizes them, the Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere. These are well-funded, dangerous, violent drug cartels that operate as terrorists who are flooding our country with drugs.
The latest U.S. strike on Wednesday killed 3 people in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is backing off a plan to send federal agents into San Francisco after speaking to Mayor Daniel Lurie, saying the city is making progress in reducing crime. Mr. Trump has agreed to let San Francisco keep trying on its own. Lithuanian leaders say Russian military planes violating the country's airspace Thursday evening as tensions rise in the area. Lithuania's foreign ministry says it will summon Russian embassy representatives to protest the violation. This is SRN News. Yet another European country abandons transgenderism.
The president of the Austrian parliament says there will be no more, quote, gender-inclusive language used in legislative documents. All persons will be referred to either as male or female. Walter Rosenkrantz tells the newspaper Krone, quote, Parliament is a place of democracy, not of linguistic experimentation. We're returning to a language that reflects the spirit of the Austrian constitution, universally understandable, objective, and inclusive in the best sense of that word. Michael Harrington reporting.
October marks the 200th anniversary of the completion of the Erie Canal, which helped transform the U.S. economy. But historians are pointing out the waterway also had an impact on the nation's spiritual condition. The Erie Canal helped religious movements spread to many country areas, including the Second Great Awakening, nationwide movement to Christianity. SRN News. Broadway avoiding a strike that could have silenced dozens of musicals, Bill Alexander reports.
The union representing Broadway's musicians reached a tentative labor agreement with commercial producers on Thursday. The American Federation of Musicians Local 802, which represents 1,200 musicians, had threatened to strike if they didn't have a new contract by Thursday morning. Union officials said that the contract would preserve crucial access to health care for musicians while maintaining the strong contract protections that empower musicians to build a steady career on Broadway.
Some public figures carry threats to their livelihood in the palms of their hands. Recently, the Democratic candidate for Virginia Attorney General and a couple of aspiring GOP leaders knocked down by stories that showed them making crude comments in chat groups. Experts say regardless of who you are, it's never wise to make profane or offensive comments. More details at srnnews.com.